On this Thursday, Mike Tenura is here. He's with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. I think we have just a couple of items to discuss for the day. Both of them have to do with dry conditions. We'll start in the Midwest, where August has been awfully dry, although I take it some rainfall is due sooner or later. What do you see?
Well, we do have some rain on the way over the next 36 hours. We'll see a large thunderstorm cluster develop in the Dakotas later on this afternoon and tonight, and that will then sweep across Minnesota and Wisconsin. The important thing is that some rain will affect parts of northern Iowa and northern Illinois from that cluster, and we need rain sooner than later. Now, we also will see a few thunderstorms tomorrow and tomorrow night as the associated system exits and triggers a few more thunderstorms nearby in parts of Illinois and Indiana. But in the end, that's not going to be enough rain to wipe out the coverage of dryness. As we speak today, about 70% of U.S. soybean production was drier than normal over the last 2 weeks, and just about half over the last 30 days. And that's primarily in a swath from eastern Nebraska through the entire state of Iowa, through the northern half of Illinois, and then into nearby areas of Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, and even parts of southeast Minnesota. So in the end, what's going to end up happening, Todd, no matter how much rain we get over the next few days, it's going to end up being the driest August in the seven-state Corn Belt since at least 2013, and that was 7 years ago. So that means that anybody who's been paying attention to soybean markets and soybean weather in recent years has not seen this happen, because it was 7 years ago that we saw an August that was similarly dry, even though we still have some rain coming up on Monday. But that system there on Monday, while beneficial, a lot of that rain is going to actually fall in September, not in August. So we're just going to have been very dry this month.
And then when you look into September, does it get better or not?
Well, everything kind of comes down to a big system that moves through from Sunday through Tuesday. And that'll trigger thunderstorms in the Dakotas on Sunday, and then in the western Corn Belt Sunday night and Monday, and then near Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio sometime around Monday and Tuesday. So about 5 days out, let's say. But a lot of that, again, is going to fall in September. After that goes on through, there will be some storms here and there in the vicinity, but it doesn't look like a stormy pattern, just kind of more of your scattered variety types of thunderstorms, as a very sharp north-south temperature gradient develops, where northern areas are pretty cool and southern areas of the United States are pretty warm. So yes, there will be some storms around in September, but we don't look for widespread and sweeping rains.
The largest proportion of the globe's wheat crop is produced in the northern hemisphere. And over this season, there has been rainfall in the growing regions across the northern hemisphere in fits and starts for wheat, especially in the Black Sea area, it seems. What's that crop weather look like for the new crop?
Well, they're just starting to plant now in Russia and Ukraine and even across the European Union. And the concern that we have is that it's been pretty dry over the last 60 to 75 days across Russia and Ukraine. And when we look at the forecast over the next 2 weeks, it's blatantly obvious that there's little to no rain coming up, and it will be much warmer than normal all the way through about September 10th. Once you get to September 10th, we can't really see much further into that, so we don't want to comment on what might happen beyond then. But between now and then, there's just not much rain in the forecast. So while this is typically ideal for planting of the wheat crop, the problem is that you'll end up with weak establishment if you don't start to get some big rains shortly thereafter. So we need to see a lot wetter weather showing up later in September and then maybe into October before we start to think about dormancy in about 8 weeks from now. So this is a potential concern for that area. And on top of that, it's also been very dry in France and Bulgaria over the last 30 to 60 days. And all the areas we just talked about also produce a lot of corn. So they've been affected by drought during some of the key parts of their growing season. And all these areas need some rain. Maybe not necessarily to get the wheat in the ground, but to get it moving along. And that's kind of what we're going to be thinking about as we move forward over the next few weeks and even into October. And also keep in mind this, even though we're talking about the northern hemisphere and everybody's going to start planting here very shortly, The southern hemisphere is now about to move into the spring and maybe even into the early summer once we get out about 2 months from now. And in Argentina, it's been very, very dry. And even though we did see some decent rains over the last 2 days, we're moving back into that dry pattern. And we need to see a lot of rain come mid-September through the end of October. If that doesn't happen, then we're certainly going to have some problems in Argentina with regard to their wheat crop. In Australia, they're also in a drought, but they saw some decent rainfall about 10 to 20 days ago. But even though some rain's in the forecast, there's not a lot on the horizon. So all of these different wheat areas of the world that we've talked about all have some level of concern that we're thinking about. And that is probably the next topic to think about once we get beyond the next week or two and we stop caring so much about U.S. corn and soybean weather.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, sounds great.